You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Renato Mahaj gets in an argument with his parents and threatens them with a machete, then heads to his girlfriend and daughter's home. Mahaj forces his way inside and kills Suella Salia with a knife and brass knuckles. He then drags his 8-year-old daughter to his car and takes off.
Nancy, when the incident began at his parents' home, Mahaj took the couple's cell phones, preventing them from calling for help. He left them unharmed before the attack that killed Saliaj, his girlfriend, and the mother of his child. Mahaj's 8-year-old daughter witnessed the entire attack and asked Mahaj why. He replied he really wanted her to die. Saliaj was found covered in blood with her throat slit and was pronounced dead on the scene.
Mahaj and his daughter located hours later the little girl unharmed. Renato Mahaj, 34, now facing a string of charges including murder, kidnap, child abuse, and assault. South Carolina police try to pull over Joshua Harvey, but he takes off and cops have to give up the chase. Hours later, though, cops encounter Harvey again, this time with his girlfriend, Rosie Smith, in the passenger seat, and the previously black car, now spray-painted white. The chase resumes, and cops lose them a second time. When police do catch up, girlfriend Rosie Smith behind the wheel, and the couple is finally forced to stop. Cops order them out of the car, and a dog, a cat, and 4 chickens follow them out. Both Harvey and Smith now charged with failure to stop and their carload of animals seized by animal control. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In a grim case that began in 2019 with the search for 2 missing children has now finally been put to rest as an Idaho jury unanimously decides that convicted killer Chad Daybell should be executed for the gruesome murders of his wife and his girlfriend's 2 youngest children. For the latest, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
While seated at the defense table, 55-year-old Chad Daybell appeared wearing a dress shirt and tie with his hands in his lap. His face showed no emotion as he learned that he will be executed for the killings of Tammy Daybell, 16-year-old Tylee Ryan, and 7-year-old Joshua J.J. Vallow. Daybell declined to speak when the presiding judge asked if he wanted to make a statement following the sentencing. Following just over a day of deliberation, the jury declared him guilty and subsequently also chose the death penalty. Lori Vallow Daybell, whom Chad Daybell married soon after his wife's death, is the mother of the dead children. After being found guilty of the three murders last year, Vallow Daybell is currently awaiting trial in Arizona on charges of murder in relation to the shooting death of her 4th husband and JJ's father, Charles Vallow. The beginning of the case dates back to 2019. This is when a family member called police regarding the children's welfare. After quickly realizing that both children were gone, investigators launched a multi-state search. Their bodies were discovered buried on Chad Daybell's land about a year later. Prosecutors claim that Tylee's DNA was later discovered on a pickaxe and shovel in a shed on the property and that JJ's body was covered with duct tape and trash bags. The prosecution also put forth during the nearly 2-month trial that Chad Daybell, a self-published author of doomsday fiction, promoted odd spiritual beliefs, such as tales of evil spirits possessing people and apocalyptic prophecies, all in an attempt to excuse his crimes. During the trial, Daybell's defense lawyer John Pryor contended that there was insufficient evidence linking Daybell to the murders and proposed that Alex Cox, Vallow Daybell's older brother, was the actual murderer. Vallow Daybell was found guilty last year and given a life sentence without the possibility of parole. Cox died in late 2019 without ever being charged. The jury had to come to a unanimous decision that Daybell met at least one of the aggravating circumstances under Idaho law in order to impose the death penalty. Additionally, they had to agree that those aggravating circumstances were not offset by any mitigating factors that could have reduced his guilt or supported a shorter sentence. The jury determined that there were indeed aggravating circumstances, such as the killing's extreme cruelty and complete disregard of human life.
Idaho law permits execution by both lethal injection or by firing squad. However, the state has never carried out a firing squad execution.
Thanks, John. Tamika Harris texts her son, Corey Daniele, happy birthday, but he doesn't respond. She checks his social media and sees a post from a friend of Corey's asking if anyone has seen him. Tamika Harris reaches out to the man who says he has some of Corey's belongings after he stormed out of a friend's house. He explains Corey went with him from L.A. to a home near Kerman, California to celebrate his 33rd birthday. But then an argument broke out the night before and Corey left the house on foot. The friend assumes Corey hitchhiked into Kerman and went home from there. But Corey left his phone and wallet behind. That's weird. Harris immediately reports her son missing. Corey Danielli then misses a performance with his band, his mother's birthday, and now his own son's second birthday. If you have any information on Corey Danielli, now missing 6 months, please call Fresno County, California Sheriff's 559-600-3111. Repeat, 559-600-3111. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.